Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to our lovely segment, and I'm going to call it, because we're going to play around with names, Changemakers Around the World, because I am too literal for it to be women. I'm too literal for it to be activists and advocates, because we talk about an array of people who are doing amazing things, and we don't want to leave anybody out, because they all should be celebrated. And we have enough time, because we do this every Tuesday.
It's true. Almost
or whatever
every
you
Tuesday.
So today I'm calling it Changemakers Around the World. And today we are celebrating Nima Damu, who was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the South Kivu province and is a Binya Malunge, or Children of Malunge, which is part of the Tutsi. Through the love for her community and her family, Nima Damu has become a passionate advocate for women and disability rights and environmental activist. And part of her love and passion is due to her own mother's influence and actions.
At the age of two, Nima Damu contracted polio and became disabled due to it. During this time, many saw her disability as a, quote, curse from God, and her father took on a second wife when her mother was not able to give birth to a son. Though having a second wife was allowed in the DRC, there was a level of shame placed on the family for doing so. Her mother moved past all of that. As Nima Damu writes about her family in a Huffington Post article, quote, "My mom loved me with all her heart. Our extended family and community would continually challenge her investment in me. My mother brazenly, if not defiantly, went to great lengths to support me and protect my opportunity for a different future to the one they all expected. I didn't have any crutches back then, so if it was raining and the trails were muddy, my mom would carry me on her back to and from school while the other children had to make their own way. The love and respect my mom had for me nurtured a strength and confidence within me. Her love, her sacrifice, her wisdom, and her resolve lifted me. My mother's vision for me led me into that better future she had in mind."
As in fact, she calls her mother the hero woman in her life, and it comes to reference something that she's a part of later. And it's a beautiful story. You see pictures of them together and just how inspiring her mom was for her. In the seventh grade, her mother sent Nima Damu to her uncle's, where she was able to enroll herself into the secondary school. And she continued on in her education, becoming the first disabled woman and the second woman all around to graduate from the university in the DRC from her tribe. And it was during her high school years that some of her advocacy work started. She started hosting a radio show pushing for the rights of children with disabilities, and she's been speaking up ever since. After graduating from the university, she went on to serve as deputy to represent her community in parliament, where she later was appointed the chief advisor for the DRC Minister of Gender and Family. But much like myself and many of us, she became frustrated at the lack of results and impact in working for the government, and she began her path in nonprofit and community programs.
In 2007, she founded her first NGO to support disabled survivors of sexual assault in Eastern Congo. In an interview with Her Culture magazine, Nimadamu talked about her love for her culture and community and why she advocated for the women in her home. "I love my country with an intense, passionate love. When I am fighting for the Congolese women, I am fighting for the Congo. I believe that in order for Congo to get right, things will have to be made right for its women, because in its women is everything that Congo's missing in its off-kilter orbit." And she kept going in that fight. In 2012, Nimadamu founded the Synergy of Congolese Women's Association, or SAFECO, after her 25-year-old daughter was attacked by government soldiers. She started the organization as an action for peace rather than trying to seek revenge. SAFECO is a forum that was, quote, to foster collaboration among women-led NGOs to collaborate on their peace, rights, and development agenda.
Right. And with the help of World Pulse, which is a, quote, independent women-led global social network for social change, according to their site, worldpulse.org, the women of SAFECO came together at a cyber cafe to find their voices around the world seeking peace in Eastern Congo. They named themselves the Mabunsuja, which is Swahili for hero women. Nimadamu had been traveling in the U.S. as a speaker sponsored by World Pulse and had been building up these amazing supporters and created the Mabunsuja. According to their site, herowomenrising.org, quote, SAFECO was founded in 2012 to increase the capacity, confidence, and ability of women to set a new course for their communities and their nation. Their Synergy of Women's Association takes a holistic approach to development. SAFECO's first priorities are preserving the richness of Congo's greatest resource, its people. We are for prudent, measured development, development that holds people, communities, and the environment in the highest regard. Therefore, it is our bent to move forward with the prudence and wisdom, with a mind that not only cares about Congo's future, but one that is mindful of our world stewardship of the vast resources of this richest nation in the world, setting a new global standard for developed nation status.
And with the organization, she was able to gather 100,000 signatures for a petition on behalf of the hero women, which opened the opportunity to go to the White House to help to get an appointment of a U.S. special envoy to the DRC. And the organizations and Nimadamu have continued their work, not only to continue to advocate for the rights of women and disabled individuals in the DRC, but even taken on environmental rights within the land. In 2014, SAFECO partnered with the Women's Earth and Climate Action Network, or WECAN, to add to the fight against illegal logging and deforestation of the Ottumwa rainforest to their ever-growing list in advocacy and awareness. As an organization who has utilized the online platforms, SAFECO has been able to provide easy access for local women to advocate and implement a protection plan for the rainforest.
Right. And with Nimadamu at the lead, they've been educating the people of the harms of industrial deforestation, as well as planting local trees and native plants in local nurseries. And with that, they've started local initiatives for food sovereignty for the local women who are the caretakers of the gardens around the areas of displacement camps. And she's been leading to provide help for our community during the pandemic. She has continued to teach advocacy work through online programs and workshops, gather funds for her local communities, and speaking all over the world to not only bring awareness of our work, but to inspire those around her to continue to fight as well. And when she was asked what advice she would give to other women, she said, quote, "Lead. Women are born leaders. We impart to the world the greatest of all values, and typically not through words, but actions. We lead out of our hearts. We are listeners and therefore lead out of inspiration with compassion. We are for others more than for ourselves, and we lead in selflessness."
And a leader she is. And of course, we have to end with her recognitions for her fierce leadership, including being named Architect of Peace and Civil Society Activist by Vision Barza, Africa's Most Influential Woman by South African-based Celebrating Excellence in Organizations, one of the, quote, 100 Most Inspiring Women by SALT magazine, and she was spotlighted as an activist by Nobel Women's Initiative in 2014, and in 2018, she received the Meredith McRae Empowerment Award from the International Women's Forum of Southern California. So quite a list.
Quite a list. And she is doing so much and continues to do so much through her organization, which does include herowomenrise.org. You should go check that out. I believe that's actually based in the U.S. to help for the organizations in the Congo. But essentially, they do a lot of online initiatives for women, doing business classes for women as well, even throughout the pandemic, being a really big resource for the community there.
Yes, yes, definitely go check that out. And definitely, as always, send us suggestions for this segment, whatever the name it will be, ongoing. We always appreciate suggestions. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram at Stuff I Never Told You. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
You are a leader for us and a hero.
Indeed, indeed. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.